Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Let's go. What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to another splendiferous episode.
That is a good goddamn word.
No need for apologies. I'm the guy, Dave Temple.
And I'm the great boy, Derek.
Is that weird? Can you not hear me?
I can hear you.
Oh, okay. It just sounds like the music is blaring. Maybe that's just my
bomb.
Don't worry about
blam,
it.
Blam, blam, blam.
We are
blam,
back.
Blam, blam.
I'm the guy, Dave Temple.
Great
follow
boy,
me on social
Derek
media platforms. Make sure you follow Derek also at The Great Boy. And follow the podcast at NNFA Podcast. I'm cutting that off because it's really loud in my headphones and it's distracting me. I think I'm getting older, so I can't handle loud music.
You got old ears.
It happens, man. It happens. I went to a nightclub this weekend.
All right.
First time in a while.
Talk shit.
But I went to like a 70s themed disco nightclub.
All right. At Borgata?
This was at the Tropicana.
It is at the Tropicana. Yeah, I know exactly what club you're talking about.
John Travolta night.
Oh.
So it's a nigga out there coming out there trying to be John Travolta. Fat John Travolta.
Wow.
But every song that they played about cocaine, they would make it like little flakes come from the sky. That was pretty cool.
And they're pretty cool.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. You know what I mean? No real cocaine, at least. None that I saw.
I went to that same club on like a What's Happening theme night. So everybody was in there.
Yo, I couldn't remember the rerun. I guess that had it that much of a good time where we were like willing to do the rerun on the dance floor.
Yeah.
And I couldn't remember how it goes. I remember the first
you got to do the whole.
Is that good dancing or is that just a fat guy moving?
Penguin was his name in real life. He was Penguin.
Of all things that you get triggered, his name was Penguin.
Penguin. No, because I remember I had to do the history of the Campbell Lockers. And he was one of the Campbell Lockers. And he was a penguin. And the motherfucker did the fat locking, but he was good. He used to be great.
All right, man. We'll get to talk more about Penguin and some dancers, man. We got some great guests this week. From the Panties in the Mouth podcast, man. Nate Marshall.
Hey, thank you.
Andy Mara. You got a last name. hold on.
You want to know some real
hold
shit?
On. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. I know it. It's Mara Lufina.
You know, Dave, I'm being dead ass honest. I'm being dead fucking right. I thought that was Ed from Brooklyn Comedy Club.
Jesus Christ.
For the longest time, I thought that was Ed from Brooklyn Comedy Club.
Oh, because he was at Brooklyn Comedy Club?
Yeah, I was like, because I never saw Ed. So he was like, what's up, man? It's going to be a good night tonight. I'm like, that must be bitch ass Ed.
Okay.
They cut the book.
All right, hold on. That's an even worse intro. I'm trying to. I'm fucking butchering his last name.
But I'm glad you're not him.
But I'm butchering his last name. But in my defense, that's a tough one. If I was a gym teacher, I would be like Andy M.
Yeah.
You'd be Andy M.
It's rough. It's a lot of letters. It's Malafarina.
Malafarina. Wow. Okay, so the L, I had it.
You had it.
That's up there with seafood Portofino.
Malafarina.
Yeah.
Andy Malafarina.
That's up there with
that
top shelf Olive Garden.
Because you know what it is? I want to.
Yeah, you get a side salad with it.
Yeah, it's like you want to go like the Milanakis route or the Galifianakis
or
route.
Metropolis. Yeah. Greek.
It sounds like a Rubik's Cube of a last name. Yeah. And I know I'm making it harder than I need it to be.
Yeah, it's that. What's the screensaver with all the pipes? It's that last name of the screensaver. That's what your tongue does when you say Malafarina.
Right.
Wow.
Andy Malafarina.
Yes.
All right, from the panties.
You know, Farina is white grits, ain't it?
Farina is.
Or white cream of wheat. Yeah. It's like white people's cream of wheat.
And mala is Spanish for bad.
Yep. Yeah.
So bad grits.
Bad grits.
Bad wheat.
Yeah.
Bad cream of wheat.
Nah, what is that though? Is that a
it's Italian.
It is?
Okay, that's good. Yeah,
I know, farina is wheat in Spanish, but
yeah, some kind of food.
Yeah, malafarina is Italian.
Okay. All right, well, man.
Congrats, bro.
Yeah, Italian.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
Been working on it my whole life.
Congrats. Yeah.
Nice. Congrats on that shitty last name.
Congrats on that bullshit.
I didn't even say that. It's a name. It is a name.
So is Andy is short for Andrew or?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I just Andrew, like if you're not my mom, Andrew's weird as shit to me.
Really?
Yeah, I've been Andy the whole time.
I'd say I've always found it's like weird to still be Andy as an adult. Like I'm not shitting on you, but it's like Andy is like it's such a kid's name. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I know a few Andys. I know Andy with a kid, so you know. I know a father that's
Andy. But Andy becomes Andrew. You know what I mean? Like, is your dad named Andy also?
Nah, George.
George?
My pop's name is George. That's pretty cool.
Andrew don't sound like somebody you'd want to party with, though.
Yeah.
Like Andrew, like me and Andrew going out for drinks tonight. Like, that's not a good time. Like, Andy's going to black out with you.
Andrew also just sounds like forced proper. Like, hello, how are you today, Andrew?
Yeah, and the Drew part is tough.
Yeah.
Y'all in here drinking beers.
You ever thought about being Drew?
No.
Never thought about it till just
That for some reason that bothered me as a kid, but as an adult, I'm impartial. I've just been Andy the whole time.
Yeah.
Andy feels fun. Like you know what I mean? Like Andy's here with beers.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Andy, yeah. He's here to play. Yeah. Fucking Drew Malafarina. His name was Andy.
Drew Malafarina.
That don't flow.
That sounds like a poker move.
Yeah, right. That sounds like you tripped and then tripped again.
Or a prescription. Talk to your doctor about Drew Malafarina. Nate, you're straight Nate? Like
I'm Nathan, and I've hated it.
Nathaniel.
Nathaniel.
I killed for Nathaniel. Nathan has been the one.
Yeah.
In music, they're always like comparing nothing to Nathan, and it's always like I'll be vibing, and then it's like you get Nathan, and it's just like, oh, man. But just a straight Nathan.
Yeah.
I'm a the second, too. So that's
your dad's a Nathan. Or
yeah, he didn't go junior. He wanted to be fancy and give me the second. So that's a whole different
Nathan thing. The second. Yeah.
That's tough, man. When a black dude has to hold the
junior?
Second, the third,
nah.
The fourth.
Yeah,
the second.
Yeah, like and you couldn't even get junior around the house. Right?
No, because you can't just yell the second. Because like then I'd be a weird ass family.
Right. Hey, number two.
So and my mom calls us both Nathan. So in the house it was just a. Like, who? And then just like, all right, neither one.
I got you.
Really? Does your dad go by Nate, too?
He don't got no friends anymore. He's just old. It's just my mom calls him Nathan, and that's it. We call him Pop.
It happens, man. Hold on to the friends you got now in your 30s, bro. Because when you get to be 50, 60.
All my friends are going to die before then. We all drink too much.
Yeah.
Okay.
Think about it all the time.
At least
you know. Friend that goes to the gym, though.
Yeah.
I'm going to your funeral, not mine.
Yeah, you're
going to
outlive us all.
Wait, you go to the gym?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Every day?
It's not. Dave looks shocked.
No, I wasn't
You look
shocked.
More shocked than trying to say my name.
It was the double.
You lift.
Yeah. I do, like, mainly the powerlifting shit. Like, I go to CrossFit, but when we do... When we do cardio, I get gassed very quickly.
Yo, people who come to like the regular gym and powerlift, they fucking scare me.
Why you said that?
Like, what are you training for? You know what I mean?
You know what scares me?
Powerlifting, like at a Planet Fitness, is clearly not for aesthetics. This is like, I have a job where I need to throw this weight around or some shit.
Yeah, you're filming the fucking TikTok. Because also, they don't even have like the free weights. You just have to use I forget what it's called, but it's the bar on the machine. So if you're like powerlifting at Planet Fitness, you're like going out of your way to just be in everyone's way.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Throwing weights around.
I don't like when they set up the studio at the gym. The ring light and the camera stand, the phone.
Is that happening more?
Oh, yeah.
I haven't been to a gym in 3 years.
It'd be
the
chicks.
Ring light sounds crazy.
It'd be chicks with the fucking little booty shorts or whatever, but I'd be like, you still an asshole. In here setting up a studio at the weight bench.
I've put my phone on the ground, recorded myself. just like do if I'm hitting like a new PR or something, and like I get like feeling like a dickhead, like if someone walks through it or whatever. I can't imagine getting the tripod out.
Yeah, they got it's insane. All that shit.
Run! I never even, I wouldn't even had a balls to carry it into the gym. Like you just, yeah. I'm just gonna swipe my card and you goddamn. See me holding a fucking ring light.
Yeah, it's like you know what you're about
the whole
to
camera
do.
Crew. Right, oh, right. God, now you're
I used to
work
wonder
out.
That when I used to see porn that was clearly filmed in like a motel.
Yeah,
and it's like. How did you explain that to these people at check-in? You
just bringing it up. I never even thought of that shit.
You just got a wagon full of AV equipment. And, you're
and then
like,
after
you
that is donuts, coffee, and Arby's. So it's donuts, coffee, and Arby's. Well, we got to set up.
Yeah. Why do you have six suitcases? You only rented it for the afternoon.
Shit, that's makeup.
And the sad
and
part is
outfits?
I would be worried that they care. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, they probably won't, although... I have been seeing this notice more and more at Airbnbs or verbal rentals. Mm. They make sure they're letting you know, like, you cannot film content of any sort in the premises if
that's
we find
so
out. Like, yeah, it's
people
become
gross,
a problem.
Man.
Yeah, cause, yeah, I mean, you can get, like, the best. I'm big fucking in front of Windows people, and, like, I see a lot of porn where you can tell somebody got a nice Airbnb, just clap some cheeks with a view. And it's just like, that is the move.
But that's what it should. Okay, what's the view for if it's not for clapping cheeks? You know what
exactly.
I mean?
Exactly. Oh, like, at first I thought you were saying, like, what's it for and, like, who needs it?
What is about the skyline?
Right. Like, if I build a house.
The sunrise.
Overlooking the Hollywood Hills and I'm not clapping cheeks.
I wasted my money.
Right. The engineer's money.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
The designer.
I've walked into places like,
oh,
yeah, this is a panty dropper. You ever walk into a spot and be like, you see the windows from the floor to ceiling? Be like, yeah, this is a
panty dropper.
Yeah, this was supposed to be a layup tonight.
Yeah.
Panty dropper. I
feel that way about all of that shit. Or like old men who own yachts, and you're like, well, you just want me to fuck on your yacht, right?
Yeah.
Because I know you're not getting it done. This is crazy.
Yeah. Like, yeah, of course they do. But you also get to go on a yacht. Like, cheer up.
A yacht might be fun. That does sound like a nice time.
To just own your own yacht?
Well, I don't even like boats to see the ocean like that. I don't need no yacht. I take an invite, and let's not go out that far either.
You ever hit a cruise?
Yeah, I've been on cruises.
A cruise is a good time.
A cruise is
really?
It was a good
you
time when
cruise?
I went on once. It was like mostly my family.
When
and
I
stuff,
was,
I had a good time.
I went on a cruise
drinking.
If I wasn't drinking,
yeah,
nah.
I went on a cruise when I was 16, 17, and 19.
That's no good.
Okay, yeah,
that's
and,
no good.
And I liked the first two. The third one stunk. And then I said, I don't need to do cruises anymore.
Yeah, when you're a kid, it's just like a amusement park every day, I feel like.
It was fun.
That's it.
24-hour
yeah.
food.
Right.
We was flirting with all the sexy Mexican girls.
Yeah.
It was a good time.
See, so if I'm going to go on a cruise, if I'm going to pay for a cruise, like an amusement park every day, to me, the difference between a cruise and Six Flags, I should be able, I'm having sex afterwards.
Yeah.
Like, and if I'm not having sex on a cruise, I'd feel like I wasted the whole.
Yeah, that's what that little room is for.
You don't
little room.
Get none. It's like, I think one day if you don't get nothing, if you try and it's like, yo, it's not going to work. I'm sorry. We drunk too much today. But if you got to at least give me the shot.
Right, man. Like people who go on a cruise and there's no sex, like what happened, bro?
Yeah.
You could have just
stayed home.
You
in the middle of the water. The motion of the ocean and all that shit.
You're just going to fight, too. You're just going to be horny as hell. Like, fuck you. We wasted
time.
Nah,
cruises, I didn't go into my later age. So.
Okay.
That's but just someone who needs time to stop. They're going to get a bunch of the free drinks, sit on the beach chair, and just stare off into space.
Yeah, true, true.
And figure out their problems.
Just a week with nothing to go, nothing you got to worry about.
That's like when I see now all of these clips of people fighting on cruises, which has been happening a lot post-pandemic world. That's, what the fuck is happening, bro?
Yeah.
What is there to fight about?
It's the Mercury's retrograde.
There's some places that that's I still cannot fathom the places that they fight, whether it be, you know, the cruises. What's that? Are you finding them? Big fight on Royal Caribbean.
Big fight on Royal Caribbean.
Yeah, see if you find that one.
Negros? White people. Which one? Oh, white party. Negros.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, white people don't do white parties, do they?
Nah, man. They just be white. At a party.
We just call them parties.
We're all
broke out. It's Tuesday.
White people at a white party sounds crazy. Like,
wait,
it's all white people. It's a white party.
That's black folk fucking around. That's us.
Man.
Yeah, that's us. Boom, 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 boom.
Like, because I mean, what do you do for the rest? Because you're going to see these people.
5 a.m.
Yeah.
Y'all stuck on the water
together. You can't get the fight beginning of the week.
I think they toss you in an actual brig.
Cruisers do have jail.
Yeah, I think they toss you in the brig.
They're in boat jail.
Imagine spending thousands of dollars to get tossed in jail.
For what, man? I hate it. I hate that that's us doing
that. That's the worst thing is when you find out.
Like, we had Montgomery Brawl. That was great. But this shit.
They wrote a song.
I don't
want to
see them fighting each other. And a white party, too? That's fucked up.
Yeah, you don't even care about the clothes you got on. Like, nah, fuck that. We fighting. But, like, I hate that when you find out things exist that shouldn't exist.
What's that?
Like the jails in the bottom of stadiums and stuff like that. Like, you got to be a specific type of human being to make it there.
You got to be a certain kind of asshole.
Yeah. And the fact that they knew.
Because you fucked up at the stadium so much, they can't let you leave.
Right.
Because normally they'd say, get out. But you did such a bad thing, like, we can't let you leave.
We got to cage you until you sober up.
We gotta hold you down.
You have to take away your rights.
You seven doors down for nothing.
And here's the thing. It's like, those aren't built like as an afterthought. Like, so that means those existed from like the Coliseum days. Yeah. They're like, dude, we need a place for unruly people.
Just dudes in the past getting fucked up.
Yeah, man. Put him next to the lion shit.
Yeah.
Put him next to the lion shit. He fucking up.
Like, you have to
put him in that little cage we got next to the lion shit.
You have to fight at halftime now.
You were unruly.
Yeah. You got to fight at halftime.
You part of the show,
man. That's the halftime show. They give you a sword.
Get that nigga a ball and chain. See if he can fight a bear during halftime. He want to act up.
Dude, speaking of which, I was in Atlantic City this weekend.
Talk shit.
And watching people seething over this UFC match, you realize, like, that shit isn't dead. You know what I mean? That Coliseum, watching gladiators fight to the death.
They be foaming at the mouth for them UFC guys.
It's just so funny to watch how many people that are quote-unquote sophisticated. And they're like, kill him!
What was the environment you were watching it at?
You know that MGM sports betting arena that
they have? Oh, so they have the giant.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And everyone, it's already the sports betting area. So everyone who's in there, they've got money on it. You know what I mean?
I mean, it's like that feeling is instinctual, though. Just like a fight in the cafeteria at school. You just, without thinking of it, you're
big circle.
Yeah, big circle. You're standing on tables. Yeah. No one taught kids to do that. That's in you.
Dude, I would remember that. You would hear like a tray hit the ground and everyone would pop up like prairie dogs, like, fight? Is there a fight?
And then there sometimes wouldn't be one and you're like, shit. I'm let down.
That always made me wonder too, when we would chant, when we would be like, fight, 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 fight. Was it encouraging them to fight or to alert other children?
Like, this is a fight. This is a fight.
Kind of a little bit of both. Wasn't a little bit of both?
I think so.
You're cheering on the fight, but you're letting know, hey, niggas start taking bets at my school. Who got? Nigga, people, the dudes with the papers start going up. Hey, I got $500 on the big nigga.
Hey there, responsible adults. Over the age of 21, living in states where the Delta 8 is legal.
Yeah.
Are you trying to get high?
Huh?
Like, really high.
Say word.
Like, super duper legally high.
Like, superhero high?
Absolutely. Well, now it's time to go to yodelta.com, where you can stock up on high quality,
lab tested
Delta 8.
Delta 8?
Let me tell you something.
What's that?
I love Delta 8. Because you can travel with it. You know, we still get a little freaked out. We don't know what state's illegal.
Uh-huh.
And with my record, I don't have time to be learning the hard way.
So I could put Delta 8 on the overhead.
You could put it anywhere you want, bro.
Oh, why?
You could look at the captain and be like, yo, bro. Look what we carrying. You know what I mean? So if you're over the age of 21 and you're living in the majority of the states where this is legal, go to yodelta.com. Stock up on Delta 8. Now, you might be going, well, what is Delta 8? It's found in hemp and can be legally shipped to various states and get you high. At yodelta.com, you can find a mix of gummies, vapes. We were just talking about that, how crazy vapes make you, huh?
Make you all itchy and shit.
Everything that you need to get high. I can tell you that Delta 8 works and that these products should be taken responsibly.
Responsibly.
So if you're going to smoke Delta 8 all night long, make sure you call an Uber.
Okay.
Yeah. That's all. Just simple call stuff like that. So once more, that's yodelta.com, the official Delta 8 sponsor of the Gas Digital Network. And if you use promo code GAS.
Oh, G-A-S.
Yeah, G-A-S. You're going to get 25% off. One more time, that's promo code GAS.
GAS.
For 25% off. Yo Delta, home of the Delta 8 that will get you super high.
Clean gas.
All right, let's get back to it.
Let's get back into the show.
Bruh, I think I mentioned this on the podcast before. My barbers, they've really accepted me. As you know, my barber's a Dominican. They speak no English. I've been really getting my Duolingo up, and I think they're starting to appreciate it. But yeah, one day I've been stopping in, and more and more Dominican things have been happening.
Okay.
Yeah. So like some you days soccer I'll be in there. Yeah. Some days it's like, hey, some days we just talking. Some days the music is blasting. Some days there's rice and beans for everybody.
Yeah.
Some days they're fucking drinking coquito.
And, that's around Christmas time.
Right, right. Yeah, yeah. And most recently, like, it come in and playing dominoes. Something like, you got to wait on on un momento, papi.
Yeah.
And then sometimes, more recently, they are watching cockfights via, so they're FaceTiming people in DR.
Just watching cockfights.
They're betting.
Yeah.
They're betting. So, bro, like,
oh, yeah,
like
yeah,
awesome.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm like, it is wild because it's just like through WhatsApp or whatever, like, and they like they never asked me was I cool with this or not. It was like, oh, hold on 1 second, Papa, and then turn the chair around and everyone's just stopping to watch.
Yeah.
My last
roosters
two
box
haircuts
it out.
Ago, yeah, two haircuts ago, I watched three roosters die in real time.
Is that what that is? I'm hearing
okay. But yeah, like, and I mean, hey, I'm one of them now, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Now you're Dominican now.
No, you got to.
You're gonna get a funny.
You
got to
play the baseball. You got to play the MLB on PS4. That's they did that all through Union City and in Brooklyn. They would play the PS4, the baseball, the MLB game,
and they would play the game. I truly believe that my loyalty would have come into question had I reacted. Like adversely,
even a little bit.
If I'd have shown any, that'd have been like, hey, Papa, you gotta go.
Yeah, man. But that's something I feel like in dudes in general. You just never, if dudes around you are being cool with it, you gotta just kind of be like, if it's not wild, you gotta be like, yeah, this ain't shit.
You gotta catch the vibe and be like, yeah, dude, Rooster's Dying is sick. It's actually sick. Can I bet money on this?
I don't even need a haircut anymore.
How many died? That's fucking awesome.
You gotta put an extra 20 down.
Yeah.
That's for you and the
I'm
Rooster.
I'm telling you, because this dude was proud of it. He's like, hey, my country. That's my friend. That one in the white. That's my guy.
We have too many. We make them fight.
We have too many. We make them fight. Good on you, man.
Like, we do awful things in Philly, but I can't see, like, really showcasing it to people. Like, yeah, look at that. We make crackheads with money.
It's just you go to him and be like, he's on a dirt bike.
Yeah, we just really through the street, right at the bus, turn last second.
They did used to have them bum fight videos that was bum all fight. Over the place. Oh. Yeah, yeah, we weren't better than it. We wasn't doing it with real people over here.
Bum fight was wild.
Bum fights was wild. Yeah.
And that
that's just as good as robots fighting.
Yeah, yeah. That's better. That's back to the classic Coliseum.
That was also not because of like you really had to believe in that kind of product when you put it out there because you would have to film it, edit it, and then like take out ad space.
Yeah,
you know, like one of those little late night.
who was making money off of that shit? I never got one not at a corner store. You know what I mean? Like
See, bootleg opened things up, but we were able to see them. You know what I mean? But like, once we got to that before, where you would have to call that 900 number and order it, and maybe COD. You know what I mean? Like, they had to really put faith on some. Like, people want to see this shit, man.
Y'all ever see Street Beefs, the new kind
of
thing?
I couldn't remember the name of it.
Where they're boxing in that little ring.
They're doing like MMA. It's just but it's just dudes bare knuckle boxing in
the
ring.
Well, I remember that's how I got on the Kimbo Slice.
Yo, the old Kimbo video.
Remember that Kimbo video where he broke my man, his eye shattered around his hand?
Yeah.
He
eats those two punches before he said, lets them swing and there's another.
Doop. He said, it's over. And he punched the dude in the eye so hard.
I remember feeling
his
so
eye
bad
came out
guy.
On his fist.
Because it was just a nice day.
Yeah.
It was sunny out.
They were in a nice backyard.
It was like.
And my man's life is ruined.
Anymore.
Right. Like, you got to ride here in an SUV.
Yeah. You're having a good day.
Yeah, man.
Feeling like the man.
Like, I have so many questions about that day. Like, do y'all go to eat
nice
after
day.
That or
it
what?
Was a nice
you know what
day.
I mean? Like,
the grass was green.
I'm so sorry about your eye.
The grass was green.
Yeah.
And his eye is done. Like, it was shit. He has no eye.
He couldn't enjoy the day no
There's
more.
No eye. He had to quit the fight. He said, no, I can't do it. And then when they showed his eye and it looked like eggs, I was like, oh, yeah. Damn.
We talked about that a couple episodes up way to go. Yeah. I was on. I got into a fight once in the comedy club in the city. My nose got shifted to my face. It took 2 days to get that sorted out. You know what I mean?
Like, this, you're just dealing with a sideways nose for 2 days.
That's crazy.
Right, yeah. I was like riding a train with my hood up because I was trying to go to a different doctor. You know what I mean? And it was just, but it was a pain. And so for that guy, that's one thing.
Well,
when
he
was
just telling me about that. That's when you, didn't you say something about, that's when you were like, fuck it, I'll get on the train. How am I
Right, right, exactly, exactly, yeah. That's why, like, I do feel bad when I see, like, a lot of those street fights where it gets one-sided or it ends bad for somebody. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Speaking of, you guys are about to move to the fist fight capital of the fucking world.
I know, and I'm not, I haven't fought nobody since I was, like, 24.
So these two, they're moving to Austin, Texas soon.
Y'all know.
That's why when you saying the shit about the shoes, I was like, I was going to kill them down with those things.
Because y'all going to the pastures. That's where
right.
A lot of those comics, the style of comic, go there.
Yeah. Have you guys been privy to seeing any street fights on Sixth Street?
Nah, no. nothing yet. But I was talking to Lemaire's already down there.
You got rooms at the Gillis Lounge at the Gillis Ranch. I heard Gillis opened up a ranch.
Right now, it's just him and Lemaire. I was staying there for like a week.
Oh, all right.
But
he's got a bunch of little houses for all of his podcasts.
Like, y'all need to go down there and do that shit, man. Y'all will be down there. Y'all probably get a little painting on the wall after a while.
Something.
Y'all look good. Lemaire is their third member of their podcast.
Yeah, I know Lemaire. Lemaire killed. I remember the one Skank Fest I went to.
We had him on Black Ass. Yeah. Which was so funny. He did great. He didn't bond with us that well. He definitely did his spot and got the fuck out of there.
Lemaire, he was just in his head. I bombed. I gotta leave.
He did very well.
We talked about this, I think, the last time. My last Skank Fest with Lemaire is so funny. And I still haven't really got a chance to see or talk to him since this. But I opening night, we're at the arrival party. And he's dressed like Big Pun. He's got on this fucking fucking big Versace button-up shirt, right?
I forgot about that.
Right. So we pull up to the party, and I'm out front, and I see him out there, and he's just like, yo, what's up? And then we all say hello, and then something just switched for him where he was like, I'm so sorry, Dave. I'm so sorry.
Dude,
I'm so sorry, buddy.
What?
And I had no idea what was wrong.
What?
And I
was
like,
was he fucked up? Like,
yeah, he said he was on mushrooms. But he just kept apologizing. But he apologized so many times.
Don't you hate that?
That I was like, I think he really did something. Like, he really knows something that he's done awful to me.
Like, he's about to do something. Yeah. Like, yikes. I'm sorry for what's about to happen.
Literally, what I think it would have been is he thought he was doing something weird in that moment, and then was like, I'm sorry. I know what I'm doing is weird. I'm sorry. And
because he's been there where he'll do a weird thing and he'll be like, I'm sorry, I have to do this. And you're like, just don't do it. And he's like, no, you don't understand. I have to do this.
And then he'll pull out a lighter and just light something on fire.
Jesus. Oh, wow. Christ.
Yeah, no, one time we
he's
went
the best.
To...
One he's time the three best. Niggas is mutants.
This is what I love. This is what I love about comedy. Because here's the thing. Here's the thing you got to understand about comedy. We all go to open mics, and we go to open mics by ourselves, right?
Yeah.
And then you just kind of start meeting people in the room that just kind of line
and
up.
And that's who the world chooses you to be with.
Yeah.
Y'all like the three bears off that fucking cartoon on.
It is funny. You were just the first dude who was nice to me at an open mic, and now we're moving to a state together.
Together. Y'all niggas is bros. Y'all crossed the threshold.
I got to move to Texas. I can't live without Nate.
Nate, my good friend Nate, and Lemaire,
my bestest buds,
right.
Andy, Nate, and Lemaire.
You don't understand, when we're on the same room, it's magic.
Right.
That's very funny.
See? Well, did you guys start around the same time?
Yeah,
pretty much. Lemaire was like 6 months after us. Me and Nate were about the same time.
Yeah. Okay. Where'd y'all start?
Central PA.
Oh, so
we
okay. Going,
like we were driving to Philly, then we were driving to like Lehigh Valley.
Oh, wow.
I think I met you at Jersey. You actually, I remember later, Dave. You were one of like the first nice people to me. I was doing, Gordon had a show at a Stress, and I was like panicking because it was like I'm doing a Stress Factory show and I was still like new.
Yeah,
and you was kind of, I think you saw me panicking, and we had a drink ticket, and they never gave me my drink ticket.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, you're not gonna remember this, but
you
gave me the drink ticket. Like, yeah, get mine. You look stressed, and I took it, and they never gave me back another drink ticket. So at some point, you was like, you got my drink ticket? Like, because I do want my drink.
Yeah, I do want my drink.
And then I ended up, I think I was like, yeah, I'm going to go get it. I just bought a beer or something.
I don't remember when I met you.
I'm always nice to, I try to be nice to new comics, man. It's because it's brutal. And then
good for you.
Because I'm always around him, it's like, well, there's no reason for both of us to be this fucking double-headed dragon. You know what I mean? Like, yeah.
Yeah, but no, y'all are great. Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Wait, so go down Central Austin, PA with town, because you're Reading, right?
Reading. I was born in Philly, but my parents separated, and they got, my dad's from Reading, so they got a house out there for like dirt cheap.
Okay.
It was like a $50,000-$60,000, like three stories.
Don't you love that?
Yeah.
Because Reading is that one that smells like horse poop all the time too?
Not where I live. It's like the outside.
Right before
Reading.
You get to where Nate lives, there's this like patch right before you get to Nate's place that smells horrendous.
It's like a mushroom factory.
Reading, I've always
thought. The mushroom farm, right?
You're from Reading also? Or?
No, I grew up like right outside in the suburbs outside of Allentown.
Okay. That's hilarious. Yeah. I would consider Reading a suburb, but Reading is like I was in the suburbs.
Reading was when I was growing up, I thought Reading was fucked up because it had the highest, we used to brag about that shit too, had the highest murder rate per capita.
I thought it was like Outlets, PA.
Yeah, that's what everybody.
That's what Outlets are.
That was like our claim to fame for
the Outlets.
But we had the highest murder rate per capita in 2008. And Reading. We were bragging about that
shit. Reading.
Like, it was like 12 people died, but it was so few of us. It was like everybody felt that shit. Yeah.
But there was 30 of you.
Yeah, you can feel that in a small town.
Yeah. It was like everybody's dying.
Oh, we love the drama, don't we?
Hell yeah, kill everybody. Menace to society.
Yeah, man, when Camden was the number one dangerous city in New Jersey, it was only just 50,000 niggas lived there.
Yeah, but it's still like a nice feeling.
Yeah, it was.
When you were a kid. Held it.
Camden.
Yeah, people Camden. Don't know it's super scary. Yeah.
Good for you, man.
But then you get out of Red, and like, and I started like going other places. It was like, oh no, it was kind of nice there. Like, it was kind of chill for the most part. The shit that we thought was crazy wasn't that crazy.
Yeah, that's good though, man. I'm beginning to appreciate Middle America. I think it's gonna pop. I think all the big cities is gonna be done, and you're gonna watch all them cities like Dayton, Ohio.
And I'm gonna still be in New York.
Yeah, they'll be the new metropolis.
It's gonna be mad farms and compounds.
Why you thinking that?
I think so.
It's just all right. He gonna get mad, but I be paying attention to the trees and shit like that. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And they just trees. They let go of the leaves. It's done, and then the shit grows somewhere else. Like it's not that important to us. Like last night, I was in Atlantic City all weekend, right?
Yeah.
My family is from Atlantic City. I've watched that neighborhood change. I went for a run on the boardwalk Saturday morning. The resort casino, they had a fire. The whole front of the shit.
Okay.
Is toasted, right?
This weekend they had it?
No.
Okay.
It was like that. City it happened terrible. Months ago.
Oh, and they just didn't even touch it.
Do shit because to it? It's over, bro. Yeah, like, it's
Atlantic
over.
Atlantic City's over.
Yeah.
So you're going to see all of that go, but you're going to also, I call this, 10, 15 years from now, Atlantic City will look like Miami. They're going to buy all of them little ticky town houses up.
Look at this shit.
Put a bunch of high-rise
shit. That's AC right
now,
nigga.
Yeah, right? Like,
that's AC, bro.
And nobody's coming to fix that, bro.
Nope.
Yeah.
So, just like, to me, that's like, and because I grew up on that boardwalk, seeing that place be that way and now be that, it's like watching a plant where the leaves start to wilt. And you go like, oh, it's just that season.
Yeah, that's Lost and Found New Jersey right there.
Yeah, man. But, you know.
I ain't never going back to AC if I ain't got it. Yeah. I'll do the Borgata maybe or Harris, but that's it.
You'll go back.
If the check right,
yeah,
I'll go back to Harris.
You know what's funny? So, all right, I was running Saturday.
Okay.
And you know how I do my usual. I only took a little bit of cash. I had $4 to catch the jitney because that's how I get to the beginning of the boardwalk where I run.
Yeah.
And I had a $10 bill just in case I needed to get something to drink or an emergency or anything like that. But I got my phone for everything else, right? So I'm coming up the boardwalk. And there's people out there begging.
Yeah.
Like Saturday morning, it snowed in Atlantic City. So I went for a nice, beautiful snow run. So I get to the Ocean Casino, and there's this homeless dude with a sign posted up against the casino, homeless, hungry. But like Pharrell's Happy is like blasting.
It's like, oh, Oh, wow.
Happy New
Year. Like the casino got speakers that shoot onto the boardwalk.
Because I'm happy, except that guy.
Right.
Except that guy.
So,
except that guy right down
except
there.
Except that guy right down
I
there.
I see that guy, and I'm like, you know what? I'm Clap not letting this motherfucker you. Ruin my mood, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Fuck it. I start skipping along like I don't even see this motherfucker. I'm happy too.
Okay.
Fuck that, right?
Uh-huh.
So I get up to the top of the Ocean Resort where you could catch the jitney, and when I go to get on, I don't have my money. Like I dropped it somewhere.
Yeah.
And I only hope for his sake that I dropped it in front of him while being an asshole.
Yeah.
You were skipping. You skipped that money right out your pocket, you son of a bitch.
Yeah, dude, the universe shot that right out of your pocket.
Because I'm happy.
You want to skip past the homeless,
oh,
huh?
Shit.
Skip that money right out to the boardwalk.
It was like, whatever. I contributed, so I earned that skip.
Yeah,
fuck
yeah.
He can go get himself a funnel cake.
Yo,
or something.
I also met the most interesting character on the jitney. This is why I do shit like this. All right.
Okay.
So the jitney is their local means of transportation. It's you,
it's
you in the hood,
bus,
you riding
yeah,
with all
blue.
The regular people.
Yeah.
It's a sky blue short bus.
So okay. When I go to get on the jitney and I'm like, fuck, I don't have no money. I'm just gonna call the pockets.
And
yeah. All of a sudden there's a voice in the back, I got it. Come on in.
Yeah.
Alright, so I step up on the jitney. And the guy pulls his book bag up, moves it, makes space for me to sit down next to him on some Forrest Gump shit. I'm like, all right, I'm going to go ahead and sit down. Yeah, you see this short bus thing.
Yeah,
so I go to sit down
oh,
next
green
to this
now.
Dude.
Oh, green now. There are agreements.
Yeah. Oh. I go to sit down next to this dude. And of course I got to at least hey, how you doing?
Yeah.
And he gives me this green coupon. And he's like, here, tell him the old man gave you that. Go on now. Go on, get it.
Go on, get.
I'm like, fuck. All right, I get up. I go give it to the driver. I'm like, yeah, the old man gave me that. Driver didn't say anything, keeps driving. So I go back and I sit down next to him. And I'm like, thanks, man. I'm Dave. And this guy goes, Charles. Charles Downing, right? So you already know what you're about to get. First and last?
Not the first and then the first last.
Right.
So not now that setup.
And now you have a timeshare? What's going on?
So,
Charles Downing. Oh, no. Keep going.
Now, I'm a little bit high from my run. And I'm like, whatever. This guy just paid for my jitney ride. Least I could do is listen to
a conversation.
He bought a conversation.
Yeah. So he's like, yeah, man. Got to look out for my brother, you know what I mean? Make sure, you know, can't have my future clients out here looking crazy. Right.
I'm like, that's already a lot.
And he's like, I'm a barber. And I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah, I'm a barber. And also, I train dogs. I train dogs really good, too. Really good dogs.
Yeah.
But this is where it gets dark. Train him to fight.
Oh, shit. What town was we in when that nigga told us he was a scientist?
That was St. Louis, the scientist story.
Yeah. Tell that after
the security
this
driver told us he was a scientist, made dog food. All right.
He made dog food. I work with Yukonuba and all that shit.
So this guy's telling me he trains dogs to fight, right? I'm high. I'm rolling with it because I just finished reading a book about dogs, getting into the mind state. I'm considering it. You know, the fans know once we hit 10K on the YouTube page, I got to adopt a dog. So I'm getting my time. So I asked the guy, I said, let me ask you something. And this guy giving me DMX energy, like skinny little mustache, you know, eyes darting all around in his head. You know what I mean? Skull cap pulled kind of low over the eye.
Okay. Yeah.
So, I'm like, how did you get into communicating with dogs like that?
Yeah.
He's like, oh, I always been able to talk to dogs since I was a little kid. I grew up down South Carolina on the farm. We had all kinds of animals. And, you know, see, what happened, I got close to the dogs.
I got close to
the
dogs.
They would come and they would take me. And I'm like, I'm like
take
dogs?
Like, how'd they take you?
Right.
Like, prison dogs
take you? Yeah. What do you mean, the dogs would take you? He was like, no, grown men would come up on the property and take me. But anyway, the dogs.
I called them the dogs.
Right. And I'm like, oh, and he breezed over.
Trauma.
So I always
like
dogs.
Breezed over some
trauma. He was like, so I always like dogs better than people. You know what I mean? Can't trust people, but the dogs, I'm like, okay. So
the dogs wouldn't molest me. They just fought.
So he turned on the dogs at the end of the day. Damn.
So then he starts telling me, he's like, yo.
What the fuck?
He's like, yeah. So once they found out that I was good with the dogs, they started bringing me down to the kennels to teach the dogs because apparently they found out dogs listen to and bond with children more than they do grown men. So somehow these same men that would come and take him began recruiting him to train dogs for them to fight. So he was training dogs to fight since he was a little kid in South Carolina.
Virtuoso.
Right, right. Like
after he was trafficked.
Oh, he's like fucking.
Right, he's like fresh, you know what I mean? Yeah, like he's navigating into this scene, and his dogs would always win because he taught them with love. You know, he wasn't whipping them and hating them and stuff like that. Yeah. So
they were grass fed.
Right. Yeah. And I'm not going to lie to you. At this point, I'm enjoying every bit of this. So I'm like, you know
that's
what?
That's awesome.
This is the way the world works. I'm fucking... Tell me more about your fighting dog
story.
Free
bus ride, crazy story. Right. Like, good day.
And he's actually, he's getting off before me. He actually gets up and ends the crazy conversation.
Thank God.
I'm like, oh, where you going? And he's like, this is my stop. You know what I mean? I'm like, oh, but he's like, yo, but look me up. Look me up, man. Charles Downing, Irish and English Bulldogs of the past. Look me up.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, all right, fine, right? So, like, of course, now, 30 seconds into the ride, I'm bored.
Yeah.
And like,
you're on a goddamn jitney.
Yeah.
No one else on here trains dogs.
Right. So I go look this motherfucker up, and it's a real Facebook page, right? And it's like, oh, he's
got
a real...
four small pictures.
But, like, the pictures... It's like, it's not just him fucking around. It's not him at all.
Yeah.
He's actually doing history on these dogs. Like, it's just pictures and facts about Irish bulldogs and English bulldogs and the natural breed and what they were used for back in the day.
So it's not even about him training them or...
No. And it's like one of those weird... picture pages that does really well.
Yeah.
It's got like 38,000 followers, you know what I mean? All the pictures. Wow. And I'm like, get the fuck out of here. This guy really knew his shit, right? So, like, right? So, here's the thing. I go to, right.
His profile picture.
Yeah.
That long ass title.
Right. And it's working somehow.
Tulsa.
Right. So, I go to message the nigga or like, hey, thanks for the jitney. He replies alarmingly fast.
Alarmingly fast.
Like, yeah, no problem, dog. I got you. You know what I mean? But I'm like, I think he sold me on the type of dog that I need to get. Because that's a real dog.
Yeah.
That's a real dog. I'm like, I've been trying to figure this out. If I get a dog, I want no bitch ass dog. I want like a real dog that does shit. You know what I mean?
I kind of want a bitch ass dog. I was just telling Andy that on the way over here. I specifically want a dog. Huh?
I wonder how bitch ass dog are we talking? Like,
yeah,
what
can you pull up a King
ass?
Charles?
King Charles.
It's gonna be the most. It's gonna be the most bitch
ass.
I used to walk dogs for a long time, and like my favorite one was.
And
this
I
little,
fell for a King Charles.
I fell for a King Charles. Like, and it's not a cheap.
Oh wow!
Wow!
I want a bitch ass King Charles.
That's the kind of dog that Chinese girl used to bring here.
Yeah, I like the dog more than the girl.
Yeah, that's also the kind of dog a hot chick would name King Charles. This is King Charles.
Look at that.
It's damn cute.
Like, yeah.
It's a goofy, it's a, fun dog. Good for you.
I like...
All right. I got a little apartment. I don't want to have to take it. Like, I want... You know what I mean? Like, my place where I'm going to live in Austin has a little balcony. I can get one of them little fake little boxes of grass.
So you wouldn't even walk them?
I would walk it, but I wouldn't want to feel like I have to give it 40 minutes. Like, a big dog, you gotta give it, like, time, multiple times a day.
Yeah.
This, I can just be like, go out.
King Charles got MILF hair.
That's the other thing. Okay.
The way it hangs is MILF.
If your dog is a boy, you gonna let it look all gay like that, or what?
He could be gay as shit.
It's not
I got a dog. It's a little bitch ass dog.
Yeah. To be honest, if I get, like, a little dog, I want the little dog to be a dude, and if I get like a second one, like my second one would be like a rat, probably.
But a girl,
because I just feel like, I don't know, it just is a good. I don't need a dog as big as me trying to dominate me in my own house. So I get a girl, she's gonna be chill.
Okay.
That's just from I walk
King
dogs
Charles
for like 4 years and 5 years. So I like, you know, I just know that's what I want now.
Huh.
I'm a dog whisperer too. I got a little dog whisperer in me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nate rides legit, if you know what I mean.
He rides legit. He's with
you.
The jitney.
You grew up with dogs. You grew up with them.
We like had a dog every time. Like, just, but not like a bunch though. My family had one, and then it would die, and then we'd get another one.
Okay.
But like, Yeah, I like dogs.
Yeah.
I didn't know I liked them like I do now until I started walking them for just something I could do and do comedy at the same time.
You were doing here in New York or somewhere else?
In Jersey City, right across the
city. Okay, yeah.
On the water? On the waterfront?
Yeah, it was kind of nice. Just hit a vape pen, walk around with a dog.
Yeah. I mean, I know you, Derek, I know your dog is like primarily for your mom and them, but like, you don't ever want him to be a little bit more bigger, manlier? You don't
care about none of that? Coop, fine. Coop bark when he need to bark. He think he tough. He piss all over the neighborhood. Like, this is my shit.
Yeah.
So I'm like, all right, that's all you really need.
Something funny about a little dog that thinks it's tough. Just like, yo, you'll get bodied
by... I like that
he thinks
he's tough.
Yeah, and you can just
Coop
be
like... Coop think he tough.
I've
it's
already
so
had
funny.
Friends in my life that like that. I don't need that.
Coop think
you don't
tough.
Need to clean up that shit.
I'll be wrapping up the leash when he try to charge at a big dog, and the big dog don't even respond because the big dog know I'll rip this little motherfucker to pieces.
They don't even think about it for a second with a little dog.
The German Shepherd. And the rots around my way, and the pit bulls, they don't even give him shit because Coop a little bitch. But I love Coop, so I'm just like, go ahead, bark, Coop.
Fuck, we've been yapping all this time. We never did plugs.
We never did plugs because we're talking to Andy and Nate.
Yeah, all right, sorry, you guys got that interesting just off of your names. real quick, let's do just a little bit of plugs. Real quick, follow us at NNFA Podcast across all platforms. Make sure you guys are subscribing to us on the YouTube. So that I can get to that 10K and go get me a real dog, all right? Not some bitch ass dog.
There you go.
Drop a comment if you agree with the dogs or not, let me know. It helps
with
us move up in the algorithm. If you do go to the Gas Digital and like to subscribe, please, you'll get a 7-day free trial using promo code NNFA. That'll give you access to all the episodes, NNFA at the movies, and any of the bonus content that we've done up there. And always feel free to text the show, 707-785-6632. We'll read it out loud and talk about that. Show's coming up right now. If you're watching this on Gas, we're in L.A., doing a thing at the Comedy Store. Thank you, everybody, who's coming out to that.
It's a pretty
Philly,
full circle event,
next
too.
Week. We'll be at the City Winery. Tickets are available for that. And then we head across the big pond to London, England, mate.
You see that flyer for Paris and Brussels?
I did. So, yeah, if you're in those places, those tickets will be going up soon. Those links, Paris, Brussels. What other cities are on that list?
It's supposed to be Geneva, but we don't have that one set in stone.
So just be on the lookout.
London, Paris, and Brussels.
Or if you know somebody in those places, go over there. So make those shows a success.
We're going to fuck around out there, man.
D.C., April
America
8th,
coming.
And catch us in Baltimore the 19th and the 20th. More dates will be added shortly after that.
Don't we got the D.C. Comedy Festival, too?
That was on there, yes.
Oh, okay, cool.
April 8th. Panties in the Mouth, guys. Andy.
Panties in the Mouth.
Nate, where can they find you if they're looking for you guys online and anything you guys got coming up?
For me, is that Nate Marshall on Instagram, is that Nate M on Twitter. And we're going to be at Cap City in Austin.
Yes, March 19th.
March 19th.
Yeah, March 19th, me, Nate, and LaMare will all be at Cap City.
Oh, y'all getting the ball rolling.
Yeah. And
move in and kick your shoes off. Y'all right in the fucking thing.
And I'm still going to be coming back to the city like once a month. I got drip at the stand the first Wednesday every month. This one, next one's the 7th, March 7th at 7 p.m.
Nice. I like y'all drip comedy show. I like what y'all did with that.
Thank you.
Make it a little black over there.
Try.
Is that what the drip is about?
Just some.
Just a little drip of black? Just a little drip?
Just a drip?
Just enough to infect the water pool, huh?
It's like coffee stains in here.
Social media, Andy Malafarina. I'm on Panties with Nate LaMare. And also I have a music podcast called Drag the Lake with my buddy Pat George. Go check that out, too.
Yeah. Dope. How did you guys come up with that name, Panty in the Mouth? I remember doing it during the pandemic. It was a Zoom show then.
Me and Andy got into an argument like our first year. Was it like our first year of comedy? I was trying to, when I was young, I used to be real arrogant. Like I used to think like my stance was any like woman you see and you can convince her to like put her panties in.
She's going to
love. You can get her to love putting, not unannounced. It was never unannounced. It was just like you can be fucking with her, put her, you know, her old panties in her mouth and keep fucking her. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you can get every single woman you're fucking to want to do that.
Gotcha.
And Andy was like, no, you can't. But it turned into like a big
I was basically saying, I'm like, that's...
Told you. I've done it.
No,
I've worn panties as helmets.
Go ahead, finish, but I'm going to explain what that is in a second.
I was saying, that's kind of bold out of the gate. I was like, you should probably catch a vibe. And then it turned into a big thing because we both thought we were right.
We gathered a crowd. Like, people were like watching us at his argument.
Yeah. No, it literally became... People would reference it for fucking months after that. It turned into such a big fight.
We just didn't think when we named it that, it was like something to do during the pandemic. We was like, this isn't going to be what we do for years
right now.
And now we're stuck with that name. We can't get no ads.
Can't get no ads.
Nah, dude, we'll be selling Kratom. Don't worry.
Nah, man, but I get where you're coming from with that, and I understand Andy's shock on it, because it's not real. It's real for these two. I'm going to tell you why. Take off your hood and take off your hat, and you'll see exactly why right now.
Well, yeah, mine's a little fucked up.
Yeah,
hat right
but you
now.
See that? Those curls were probably looser when he was younger. Yeah. They were just happy to have a brown-skinned guy with some curly hair. And allow him to do anything, even if they don't agree with it.
Yeah, I used to put the panties on the hat.
I don't really.
You still wearing panties on your hat like
it? Nah, my girl hates when I do it, but I do it sometimes.
Oh, yeah. Panties on the head is hilarious.
And then you put it on around your neck like you're a champ or some shit like that. Oh. I've done that to plenty. Come to think about it, I've done that a lot.
Yeah.
Panties in the mouth or around the head, I get that.
Yeah.
You can do that. If the girl into you, she'll let you do any goofy ass.
Like, for real.
Yeah, but you got to feel it out. Like, I was with a girl where she I was just bold in the moment. I was like, I'll spit in her mouth. And she was fucking down with it. But I know for a fact there was like a slew of chicks. I was like, she'd be like, this is done and I'm calling the cops. You got to like feel the vibe out. We're like, I can't explain it specifically, but there's a vibe you get where you're like, she'd be down if I spit in her mouth.
Yeah. You usually figure that out early on in the conversation when the girl's like, let me tell you something. I'm a fucking boss.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She said that. Yeah. You want somebody to tell you shut the fuck up right now?
That boss talk. Oh, all right.
You want me to show you ain't a boss. That's why you're telling me that.
Right.
Man, she say boss.
Yeah.
She wants you to turn her upside down.
That's what those girls are saying. Who's going to pop my balloon?
Have you seen them videos? Have you seen them videos where the dude will walk in and then 11 chicks will be like, nah. And And then they'll explain why just to try to kill the nigga. You'd be like, this is some horseshit.
That's some toxic shit that we are
toxic.
Doing.
Toxic. And the girls are ruthless. They ruthless. You seem all right, but you look like my little brother.
Yeah.
You're like, God damn.
I hate that girls can say shit like that.
Yeah.
And like men just have to accept it.
Nah. Like, there was one, some big girl asked some dude, would you ever date a plus size chick? He said, what you mean? Fat? And then the whole park went the fuck up because she didn't know what to say after that. He was like, I don't want to go home to no fat bitch. And she just had to,
right.
And everybody laughed. And it was
totally say that. The chick could totally be like, I don't want to be in no fat nigga, y'all sweaty.
But
blah, blah, blah.
Some
like,
dude stood up, was like, what you mean, a fat bitch?
Yeah.
I don't even like fat girls like that. And he just, you know. And she just had to stand there and eat it because where was the fight? He was like, I don't like that.
Yeah.
What you going to say to him?
Yeah, you can't refute that. He's like, I just don't like that.
Yeah, that's what he said.
And then all of a sudden your money comes up. Like, just because I'm broke don't mean I don't got taste. I still got preferences, you know what I mean?
I don't believe you would say that. And then when a girl she'll ask the question, what am I? 7, 8, 9. And if a nigga don't say 10, she get mad.
All right, Derek, does your girl still fish like for compliments, like even in the relationship?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, do you give it to her or do you deny
her? I got her because I know the other me. The other me, if I be honest too fast, she going to be mad at me. So, she the only one I kind of censor my shit with because she's such a sweetheart.
Okay.
But everybody else, I'll be like, nah.
Yeah. Are you either of you guys in relationships?
Yeah. Married.
Yeah.
Married?
Yeah.
Okay.
You didn't strike me as a married man, but okay.
No. Why not?
Because he's still fun.
What are you saying?
He's still like he works at the docks. Yeah. He works at the docks.
I got to make this money for my family.
Work at the docks. No,
I need my pension.
I thought you was going, you get hookers on Friday. Right, you work all hard all week with fish and then Friday you wash and go get a hooker on Friday.
Yeah, well, that's just the work off the stress for my bitch wife.
Jesus.
I guess that answers the question as to whether you play the compliment game in your relationship.
No, I was going to say to that, I thought my wife for the longest time was fishing for compliments.
Oh.
And then it hit me, and I'm like, no, she's clinically depressed. So I'd be like, all right, we're going to have to take you to therapy. That's
Yeah, girls get sad quick if you don't put them in the sunlight, right?
Photosynthesis. They need sun to absorb the happiness. Right? Something like that. Chloroform. Yeah. Chloroform. Chloroform, right?
What?
It helps him reset.
Yeah. Dead. See? Science.
They take a deeper nap. Science. That. You're out like a light. Dude, that's a deep. Dude, the REM you're getting on that is crazy.
These guys are great. I didn't even know who these niggas were when you said that they was coming in, but now I'm like, oh, yeah.
To this day, I never know whether Derek's serious or not. I go, when y'all come in and buzz in, he goes, I was like, who's that? I was like, yeah, it's Nate and Andy. They're the guests on our show. He was like,
who?
All right. And then y'all walk in, and Andy walks in and goes to the bathroom, and he goes, all right, so I'm going to keep looking to see when these niggas walk in. You let me know who's.
I didn't even know. I really thought you was Ed from. Who the fuck is Ed from Brooklyn College? I'm like,
here's the sad part. He wasn't even being a dick. I thought he was just being a dick, and I was like, that's hilarious.
He's like, is he fixing the microphones?
Yeah, but no. But that's just me being an asshole. But
no, see, but here's the thing. And that's where I'm glad that we've got to experience that as comics because now I understand what any of those weird handshakes were when I was a young comic coming up.
Yeah.
Where it's like, oh, here's a big guy standing over me. Better just dap him up. Hey, good to see you, buddy. You know what I mean? A lot of the motherfuckers had no idea who I was for years. They're like, hey, all right, yeah, you. It's good to see you. Motherfuckers, they be wild with that shit.
Hey, man.
I want to talk to y'all about this only just because you're a sneakerhead, Derek.
Mm-hmm.
Sneaker convention in Philly.
Trump. Put out them gold high tops.
Yeah, man.
I wish I could have grabbed
it. Be honest with you, Dave. Yeah.
I really do.
Might have been the blackest shit I've seen all Black History Month.
He showed
Trump
up
went out
to
Philly, went to Sneaker Con and promoted his new high tops. Put his new high tops up, please.
Lost.
Look at them gold Austin Force Ones.
Yeah, he just got hit with the fucking 400 mil.
Bruh, he's down like 600,000 and he's out buying sneakers. That's some nigga shit right there.
Yeah, what was the judge? It was a judge that sentenced him, that made him pay like 300 million, so he's selling sneakers now? I love this shit.
Sold out in like a day.
All right, but what do you think? Can you show pause it right there with a minute? Like, is this a? I don't know shit about sneakers to know what's.
I don't like the model of it because it's a Jordan-esque bottom.
Yeah,
but it's not. It's like a fake Jordan-esque bottom.
Yeah,
and then that flag at the top is fucking terrible. And then gold shoes like that. I've never in my life gotten away with pure gold sneakers on.
Yeah,
it looks
and not
like,
got clowned.
Who you think they for though? Like white guys, black guys? Like
what? I take that back. I used to have a pair of gold Kobe's.
That's what I'm saying. Like we've gone gold and silver shoes before. So like
I legit think they're for everybody. Like I think they're for like anybody who just wants to be like fuck you. Like it's for anybody who wants to.
It's
feel like
the new MAGA hat.
Yeah,
it's the MAGA shoe.
I think it's even different than a MAGA hat though, because it is a pair of sneakers. And I don't think black people are.
He still
as
want
mad
the black vote.
He still wants
the black vote.
And we're not as because Biden's kind of old and fucked up looking. So we like this old fucked up.
Drooling ass nigga. Remember when Trump said if I get in the office, I'll take away child support?
Yeah.
And niggas was like, no! Trump! Trump! We need him!
Yeah, buddy. They gotta get
that was like a whole thing. So now I see what he's doing, but it looked like he broke.
I mean,
like he pushing sneakers. He might be on his last, on his wit's end.
Here's the other thing. Y'all know we have not made sneakers in this country in years.
Oh, they from China.
I think they are all made in China or Mexico.
Yeah.
Who did you outsource this shit to? You know what I mean?
I like to believe he did it here. Like, that would be, if he did it here, then he kind of got to respect it.
Like, he made it at Chevy. Like, he made it in the back room of the Chevy.
Yeah.
Like, it was the Chevy, but Trump made the sneaks in the back room of the Chevy place.
How much were they?
400.
400.
Yeah.
400. I might as well just give me a pair of fucking Off-White Christian Dior's. You get that $400.
But that's what I'm saying. All right, as a sneakerhead, is there intrinsic value in that? Like buying it?
Hypebeast gonna get them.
This is like if I bought like the car that Tupac was shot in.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, I'm not trying to drive around in it.
Yeah.
But like,
they're gonna get them.
I mean, I bet you there's Trump supporter sneakerheads.
PJ Tucker probably got two pair.
Specifically PJ Tucker probably PJ got Tucker probably more than one parody.
Yo, at least those five Trump rappers are gonna get.
You think Wayne? Wayne got a pair. Wayne probably had a pair. Wayne got the line.
Wayne got the line. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Wayne and Kodak got him in the crib.
They got him in the crib already.
They got delivered.
Like, yo, why you ain't post them shits, man? I sent you. It was great packaging.
I'm pretty sure Kodak got a few pairs. And Wayne. And Wayne.
Oh, and ASAP Rocky secretly gets one.
Oh yeah.
Rihanna's like, what the fuck? He's like, he got me out of jail.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like,
yeah,
this is
he collected. He collected rent with these.
Bro. You think 50 got a 50 got a pair?
Absolutely.
50 got a pair.
Just another Queens nigga.
Yeah.
Come on, Russell Simmons got them. Everybody got them shit, bro. This shit's gonna be like Epstein's flight log. Yeah. Like, no, we gonna find out who did you send sneakers
That's
to?
That's the black box.
Everybody,
those are the
if
black box.
If we find
box.
Them shits in your house, we know you down with this nigga.
That's it. Sneaks got a chip in it. They got a chip to let you know.
Hey, like, these ain't mine. I was just holding them for a friend.
I was holding.
No.
Hey, Kodak.
They got the audio. You being like, I love these shits.
Yeah. He was using my address.
Yeah, some of them got.
They're
going
to be.
Little Wayne wrote Bruh, Kodak gonna, Black written on the shoe. It's great.
They're going to be throwing other rappers under the bus. No, he used my address. He homeless.
That's going to be April, May. That's going to be April, May. Watch. We're going to see some black dudes with them shoes on. I can't wait. It's going to be some wild times. Everybody going to be mad at everybody
The key would be finding a homeless motherfucker that's begging with them shits on.
Yeah.
When they trickle down to a homeless motherfucker that's just out there.
Or make
there
it to
like
a Reading outlet.
Dollars.
Yeah, yeah.
Had them shits at a Reading outlet.
No, they ain't going to never make it to the outlet. That's going to be
the
too big.
They already sold out. So it's like,
they're
going to
be on StockX for like $800. They're going to get double.
That's what I'm saying.
When y'all move to Austin, they going to be all over 6th Street.
I know.
So
I know. I'm going to be mad I don't got a pair.
Yeah. So this nigga mad.
My stompers, my big stompers.
I was going to make them stand out too.
Really
all
funny?
Black.
The black Forges came back out. Not nearly as much news.
That is
as
true. I did want to pair of the black fours, the red,
reimagined the leathers.
Yeah.
They just came back out.
I didn't have it when they dropped. I was giving. I wanted them so.
Bad. I don't like Jordan drops no more. I can just go to Nordstrom's and pick up some shit that ain't nobody else got, and that's just my style now.
I still like the classic OGs, like something like those,
the Lost and Founds, all them flashes. I might get another pair of those and the threes reimagined, but for the most part, I'm past. I like just watching all the Jordan clips on Instagram now. I just go, okay, he wore those shoes when he did the dunk contest.
Yeah,
I'm past that. I'm high brands now.
I get you on that shit, man. I do want to see, you think anybody will do, you know how people like buy a PlayStation? Like if they wait in line all night, the first person who gets it comes out and just smashes it in front of everybody.
Somebody do that with the Trump doors?
Nah.
Just light them on fire?
Nah.
They just have an abortion in it?
Nah. That's really funny. That's actually really good. But no, I think in this recession, the resellers are going to make so much bread.
Yeah.
They're going to make bread off them fucking shoes.
Yeah.
And the resale market's kind of down, but for some reason, I feel like that's going to be a
the
thing
Trump
that's
shoe?
The opposite. Yeah.
It's controversy next to the shoes. So controversy sells, bro.
In which case, if that's the case,
all right,
and Trump can move $400 shoes in this market because he puts a car. He's showing y'all like that's the blueprint. Like that's the blueprint.
Yeah,
you gotta have some controversy behind your shit.
Put me back in here. We'll get money.
Yeah, man. I know what the fuck I'm doing. But that's why. I mean, my man is down like $600 million. It was like, all right.
Happy February.
Straight to the conference. Yeah. Like, he don't even want to go home and regroup. Most people, you lose in court twice like that. You're like, all right, I'm gonna take the rest of the week off.
Yeah, I'm a ponder.
Wow. Whoa. See that?
That's crazy.
It's crazy, bro.
I mean, that's what all most
UFC
of
fighter, they're going to wear them. They're going to wear them in the ring. I'm telling you.
Oh, Kobe Covington got a pair.
Definitely
without
got a pair.
Without a doubt.
Oh, yeah. Come on, bro.
But that's everybody.
I hope I can come up
with.
Yeah. Just don't be like David Lucas.
Extra. No.
That nigga apologizing to everybody right now.
That
and that was the motherfucker that didn't apologize. He was the big bad.
He apologized?
Yeah.
He said he talked to George Floyd's family, all of them. I talked to all of the family.
But in their defense, the joke wasn't good. So if the joke, but it's kind of hard to get around of George Floyd. I've only heard like two really good ones.
Yeah.
Like, but yeah, rest in peace, George.
I can think of one good one. I ain't going to somebody else's joke.
Yeah. Let
bygones be bygones. Don't go too far.
Yeah.
A lot of people have been going too far. You seen this also, NYPD went a little too.
Whoa, yo! Look at this whore. What?
You can just put any price in, right? And that helps.
Look at that.
That helps raise it.
Resell crazy.
Trump probably puts posted.
Hey, this. Nate. Nate want them sneakers. You breathing heavy.
I want them. I want them. Yo, you
he breathing from the diaphragm.
It would be so funny to have a pair of those sneakers.
Obama don't even have sneakers, bro. Like, you this don't. Is wild.
That's wild shit, bro. But yo, you, like, Obama didn't even drop a pair of kicks, and he was the black one.
Yeah.
It's not even because they're fly. It's because they're funny. Like, just wear them on stage is going to be shoes. So funny.
It's right. They kind of like those boots. Remember those cartoon boots everybody was wearing?
Oh, yeah.
It's like, oh, if I'm wearing these, I'm just being a dickhead.
I'm shocked that Mischief didn't make those.
Yeah.
Mischief, that was called Mischief, Misfit, Misfit.
It was Misfit.
Misfit makes all them goofy shoes. I'm shocked they didn't make those. They made the like big red boots. They made the fucking Lil Nas X devil shoes and the fucking what else they make? The shoes that go backwards and forwards at the same time. Yeah, I figured the Trump shoes would be right in their lane.
Yeah. Well, I was gonna go to this thing on the NYPD.
Let me see this shit.
As far as going extra, you guys are getting out of here just in time.
The dance?
Yeah, so apparently, like, we're the city's way over budget.
Oh, we done.
But I guess they felt, what was their reason for doing this? They just felt that they needed a new image?
And this is where they get.
Is that the deal?
They get seven frumps. Oh. They get a team of frumps.
I just saw.
Not even good choreo. Like, oh,
are they cops? Are these cops?
I feel like apparently. They're cops.
Yeah, oh, they got the wrong cops.
Yo, but you
that's
know what?
That's not even a good dance routine.
Cops have rec teams. So there's like NYPD.
Oh, yeah. NYPD, no.
Baseball.
Look at all these aunts.
This
is like co-ed softball.
Yeah. Look at how terrible that is.
Yeah, they look all. The ladies in the corner to the right look like they're getting a little wind. So is she moving their mind?
Somebody said, so this is where Lizzo's backup dancers ended? Jesus Christ.
The ones that tried to sue? Yeah, they in there somewhere.
NYPD special.
Yo, they suck.
They not even.
This is how bad it's going right now?
Yeah, man.
A tandem dance team?
Just a slew of minimal movement.
Yeah. But they still got a booking on. Oh, is that Brooklyn? That's Pix 11. Okay, never
mind. They didn't get no money for that.
Anybody can get on that.
The 411s.
I'm sorry. Where else would they dance? Where else are they gonna be at? Like,
I hope like there's a booing.
I guess they're supposed to dance at games.
Or I guess like if we announce new shit, like if we have a RoboCop come to the city.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
When you go to announce it, they be a hey y'all.
Yeah, but they don't even do the robot. That's gonna be so.
I
bad.
Want them to dance at the scene of the crime. When they dance at the scene of the crime.
When they tell you what middle school
just sitting there while they doing forensics.
Hold on, say it again.
I said when they tell you what middle school they're housing migrants in.
Oh, that's good. They're going.
PS175.
Back to Zoom learning.
They gonna hand out all the prepaid credit cards to everybody. They hand out prepaid credit cards to all the immigrants and shit.
You get a gift card and you get a gift card. Jesus.
Yeah, they
Christ.
Look frumpy. That's a bad dance team right there.
Why don't you guys go for that route? Why didn't you guys try to be migrants here and just get a?
I didn't know how to go about it. I would love to be a migrant.
Got
to
get a scooter.
Just get $1,000 a month. It's like a month or some shit.
Then you get a scooter and a cell phone, a scooter.
Yo, then okay. You get a court case for like a year and a half.
Speaking of the scooter shit, can we talk about the scooter shit?
Talk about the scooter shit.
There are grown men now ride scooters.
You say that because of my story?
Yeah, you guys had LaMare on.
Yeah.
They like
he's a scooter guy.
Fine, LaMare doesn't count because
LaMare
like,
is like Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah,
he's just doing shit.
I'm talking about bro. Like I'm talking about there are men who like I got a family, wife and children.
Yeah.
But I ride my scooter to the commuter train. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like I wear my work clothes and I wave to my children as
goodbye.
Bye bye. Yeah. Have a good day. You know what I mean? It's like that's not what dads are supposed to be.
Either that or that uni wheel that go really fast.
Oh,
the uni wheel is worse than the scooter.
That's
worse
than the scooter.
The wonder wheel.
The one wheel
joint.
Yeah. Oh,
but some of them be on there with the fucking school shooter vest on with the black helmet.
Yeah.
And they be going down Brooklyn moving.
These dudes are like family men on some like their Asian wife, because that's the only one who puts up with that shit.
Yeah.
their Asian wife is holding that half black baby, waving him off to work in the morning.
Yeah.
And she's allowing this nigga to go to work on a unicycle.
At least it's not the briefcase that turns into a car.
Tiana had a good point. She says like we're getting to like that Jetsons life. You know what I mean? Like,
sure.
Yeah, this is my futuristic little and it catches me to
it
the
ain't
big
futuristic
pill to
until it's off the ground.
Huh. Yeah.
It's just goofy.
That shit don't feel good either. Like, I LaMere had me on when I was an Austin visitor. He trying to go from place to place, and he's flying. Like, he's comfortable in there. He's got that show doing as fast as it can go. But, like, there's a car behind you. If you've driven before at all, you feel like a dickhead. It's just like, so you can't.
Right.
So you're pulling over the whole time and just letting people pass. That's
the part that fucks with me as a man. Yeah. Where it's like, and the fact that your wife know you out here. And
that's why you can only do that shit in the islands.
Yeah. Where you're like on some vacation shit. So you should be being whimsical.
Yeah.
Like
I was doing the cruises, we'd get from one side of Bermuda to the other.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to go up
a little
to
scoot,
go like,
scoots.
Wait, how does this work? You know, you can't be like good at it.
Yeah, you got to have like a little tutorial. Yeah, you got to read the thing, how to press. And
he
thing
goes up to it. He's like, "Ooh, I like number 17. That one runs smooth."
And he got an alarm for it.
He knows which scooter is his.
Speaking of, I got money on one of them scooters in some town left over because they don't. You know, they don't. They give you like you got to buy like $25 worth, and you do $17. And
one
like,
of them little bird joints.
Yeah, I think it's in like Tempe, Arizona, somewhere. I got that's money so funny. Left on one of them damn things.
Yeah.
Fucking birds.
You know, I fucked up my Revel privileges. That was kind of funny. Remember, Revel scooters was a thing around.
Yeah.
I
went across a bridge. I went into Manhattan.
You went too far.
Oh no! Yeah. You can't take it on the bridge, right?
You can't take it on the bridge, and I was doing.
Got one Williamsburg Bridge, and then drove it over.
I popped over Williamsburg right in the bike lane and was going. I was like, and they caught me too. It was like, is this you? You see this big ass line?
Oh, I thought you meant like it just.
Time I was doing it. So when I did the whole thing, I went across and came back, and I was good until the bill came, and it was like, you can't. This is.
I mean, the green ones, they were here for a little while. That was weird because people kept putting them on the sidewalk and they were getting tickets. And now the blue ones are gone, too.
What, the company was getting tickets or the people who rented it last?
So I guess it would go to the people who rented it last, but it was, like, weird. Specifically, the Lime scooters, people were putting them on the sidewalk. Mm. And I don't know whether it was just Revel people. Like, you know, they'd be like, oh, we're dropping off some Revel scooters here. And if we see some Lime scooters, put them on the sidewalk just so that they get tickets and fuck up, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Wasn't that the thing with the scooter? You just leave it somewhere when you were done?
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
You park it in between two cars.
Okay.
And then,
damn.
But now it's just Revel is Uber now. It's just this big blue car drives around.
Bro, I tried to take a Revel here. It was like a 10-minute wait. You can't call or message the guy. Like, you try to, because they had like a promo. It was like, 25% off your next 5 rides until the end of February. I was like, all right, let me do that shit. Man, I called it. I'm ordering this motherfucker. It's spinning around in circles on 8th Avenue.
Yeah.
And it's like, it would get from 10 minutes to 12 to 13. I'm like calling this guy, and they're like, this number's disconnected. And I'm like, well, fuck this shit.
Was
man.
It one of those, you ever seen, because they have them now. I don't know if that's, I haven't seen them over here, but they got a lot like Waymo in Arizona and shit. But it's
Waymo.
There's no, the cars are like automated. So you're getting picked up by cars with nobody driving them.
I saw that.
Like, that's a thing that's popping up.
I don't think
now.
They got them here yet. Okay. Not
okay.
New
no, yeah, that's probably I was two, there. I was two, in Arizona. Yeah. I was in Arizona. I was doing some show, and I went and got some sneakers before, and me and my pop drove past one that was just this big. It's a mechanism on top of the car that controls the car, and there's nobody driving the car.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
We getting there. Why the fuck do we want to be there?
I don't want to get picked up by something that's not being driven by a person.
How about that?
Which is weird.
What if it's
right?
safe?
Yeah.
Because what's worse? Like, for a while, some people they were so worried they're gonna get raped by their Uber driver.
Yeah.
Now who's going? Watch the women still find a way to get assaulted. Self-driving car assaulted me.
The stick shift.
It was filming me without my permission.
The seatbelt was in between my.
It filmed me making out with some guy who wasn't my husband.
Oh yeah.
Send it back to us.
That's entrapment.
Shit.
Yeah, man. What else? There's nothing really. Trump sneaks and that. Was pretty much.
I'm mad that they got like there's too many thick ass cops for the frumpy ladies they had. They should have hired the thick lady cops.
We're just looking at that one with the BBL.
Yeah, you've seen the BBL cop.
Yeah. BBL cop.
BBL cop.
Oh, yeah. She was so thick. She couldn't do nothing on the force, though.
Yo, crap, BBLs are invading so many jobs that they don't belong in. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, there is too many regular women walking around with BBLs.
Just like a judge.
You can't have that in
your
normal
life. Why do they think
life?
We like it? They keep thinking that dudes really want that, and we don't.
That's how much men and women don't understand each other. Yeah. I think we talked about that here. Like, the BBL is like the tricked out car. Like, the girl is not impressed by your tricked out Honda Civic. Like,
there was a security guard with that right there, right?
No, this was like
the one we saw was outrageous. Here, I can send it to someone.
Does it just go straight to gas? Can we send it to gas? Does that work?
Can you send it to the No Need page?
Okay. Sure, yeah.
Instagram? But,
absolutely. Like, I've seen, I remember going to Miami, and there was, like, a waitress at IHOP with a BBL. It just seemed like
she was full of pancake batter.
Yeah, it's like, what's going on here?
What would make you the most mad if you were going in and the lady had a BBL and she's about to do something? For me, I think it's like a doctor or a dentist. Like, if I walk into my doctor's got a BBL, like, you're not
focused
on your job.
If they do
therapist.
BBLs.
Yeah.
If
therapist?
They,
yeah. Because she's already BBLs broken.
Yeah.
What
but
the
like,
fuck are you going to tell me?
Yeah. You don't love yourself.
I'd appreciate a BBL on a BBL doctor.
Okay.
That's like walking into a tattoo shop and they're covered in tattoos.
Yeah.
Let me see your work. You know?
You ever see that movie Breastman? Mm-mm. Well, it basically, David Schwimmer played one of the doctors that came up with breast implants, and basically to get the women to agree to get the breast implant, his wife had breast implants. She come in, take her shit off, touch her titties, and then they touch the titties and be like, yeah, I want those titties that she got. So yeah,
so
I can see.
This is a cop with a BBL.
Yeah.
Wait, where's she at?
She's calling.
God damn!
Oh,
wow.
God damn!
Wow!
God damn! I said God damn, and her thighs don't match either. She a real cop with a BBL.
Yeah.
And secure. She made it unfun. She made it unfun because the thighs is weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, she got the bad egg butt, the ant butt.
See that comma? Officer BBL reporting for
Officer BBL.
Yo.
Oh.
The comments have been the best lately on everything I've seen. Like, what's SAT? Is this funny? I can't read it.
All I heard was Dr. Umar's voice saying, "We've got to stay focused." That's kind of funny.
That's funny. Yeah. Like, they've been good. And like, I don't know whether these are bots that are starting to make these comments now.
Yeah, you ever going down deep dives? Like, there's a lot of bots making good comments. Like,
I've
gone through, like, you click on one, and then it'll be like, because I see them when I'm looking at people do fuck, like, say just some fucked up shit. I'm like, yo, you can't be a real person. Click on it. It's like they just posted their first picture two days ago.
Yeah, it's bots.
And then they have a bunch of comments. And then you look on those. It's more bots.
They know how to make the comments where they're fucked up, but they're like, they're not. They know how to get around it.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
they're actually teaching you how to talk shit.
Like, interstitially. Like, they got to go. That sounds like somebody would actually say
is
that.
Is that the shit where people pay for interactions?
I guess so.
It's
but
along
I think
those lines because you know how you pay for followers.
But yeah,
but I think
you can pay for comments.
Yeah, but. And I think they've developed the AI where the comments are geared to be content related.
They sound real.
You see it on fucking Twitter. Like, people do it. I catch myself doing it where you tweet something, you go something is crazy. Like, there's formats for how you tweet shit. So
yeah. I'm not even that good at comments now. I got some fire emojis for you.
That's it.
And some laughy faces. But outside of that, I'm not that. I don't have much.
Bro, I'll hit you with three laughies and get the fuck out of
there. Right. I saw it. I did my part. click on the one that says handicap rapper. Because I just want y'all to see.
Shit.
I want y'all to see the comments.
Well, have you seen when it's a pretty Down syndrome girl?
Yeah.
That's when the comments are...
Those are pretty
wonderful.
Funny.
So, you've seen this?
Yeah,
this
I got
whole
this.
Thing is something that I don't even know why it exists. Like,
but it exists.
Like, face is missing partially or something.
I don't know.
No, he got cerebral palsy.
I don't want to deep dive to figure that out either.
But let's look. Let's
put
see
this
what
up
symptoms.
Behind us and make it big enough where I can see the comments and give us a little audio also. I know I'm asking for a lot and you're fucking looking at me crazy, but just to make sure, I'm setting it up for them. I'm setting it up for the listener at home. And an angry Puerto Rican looking at me. That's one thing I can honestly say I enjoy about dating T. It's I've learned how to stand up to Puerto Rican women. Okay. I realize it's just a glare that they give you. It don't mean nothing. Give us some sound.
Yeah, that's a real pause.
So listen to him.
He all pushed to the right. Space all pushed to the right. Or the left. But it's drill. That's why it's passable. Because on drill, you can rap like that.
Go ahead, pause. All right, take the sound off. So you hear what the guy sounds
yeah,
like.
Yeah.
We don't know what the fuck that is. Every sentence is a Wi-Fi password. Like that.
All consonants.
That's a crazy thing to write.
All
like,
consonants.
He
no
just
vowels.
Reads the back of a router, and he's right. Like, that's my ball. That's a bar.
Right. Bars. And you can, like, yeah, that's so not hateful. You can't get in
everything
trouble for that.
He said is a goddamn Wi-Fi password.
Right. What's
it
say? So guy is probably asking for help, and someone just put Beats over it.
Yeah, he might be really giving out some real good tips. He might be saying some real shit.
Yeah, he didn't murder the beat. He disabled it. Come on, man. That's amazing.
Like, actually, these guys are writers.
This
like,
is fucked up. I've never seen a Crip wear red.
This song filled with great. Strong password suggestions. That's kind of funny.
Yeah.
That Crip wear red one didn't get enough.
I never seen a Crip wear. Oh, okay. That's good. Fuck this crazy.
Hold on. Fuck this crazy when he said.
I felt that. Yeah.
I'm telling you, this is a. So I've been working on this joke, and this is the premise around this joke that, like, you know the joke I do about how there should be reasons to lower child support?
Yeah.
I feel like this is also a reason to lower child support. You should be able to check a child's search history and see the comments they've been writing online. And it's like, if this motherfucker's a sniper online, we need to defund this
shit. Get him a real job. Get him a writing job at CBS.
Yeah, fuck that, man.
He's already doing too good.
Right. Well, I mean, he's clearly got a tablet. Or an iPhone, a computer, and a lot of time. It's like, nah, you gotta slow him down, bro. He's going to be ethering people to death.
he's going to get somebody to kill themselves.
Right.
We don't need that.
Because, I mean, you figure comments like that, they have to come from children.
Yeah.
Right? Like, as a grown man, I get it. We all have fun on
the internet. Witty kids.
But I don't have the time and creativity. You know what I mean?
It's like college kids at the oldest.
Maybe, yeah. But even college kids, I feel like they got more of a workload.
Sure, yeah.
Maybe. They probably sitting in the dorms looking at this shit going, I never seen a Crip wear red before.
College. Yeah. You do have a lot of free time to make fun of handicapped people.
Like, I mean, but imagine how much free time you would have, though, if you just like work 9 to 5 and you just have 5 hours to kill every day before you need to get to sleep for your next day, though. Like, that's all nothing but free time.
Yeah.
You could, like, we got a Discord.
Oh, you just have a job with no supervision?
Well, not even that. Like, you could be a fucking accountant. You work your 9 to 5. You don't got nothing to do when you're back at the crib.
Get off at 5:05.
You find a computer, just start firing up. We got a Discord for our podcast that, like, dudes in there are being funny as shit, just talking about comedy shit.
Yeah, yeah.
And, like, just amongst themselves. And it's just, you can see the fucking algorithm. It's like dudes in their 30s just being pretty funny on the.
Yeah. I guess the internet is where men have to go to have a good time.
Especially
right?
Here, you can talk some shit amongst your homies.
Right.
Not,
yeah. Like, you men, we can't just be out having fun and people know that. You know what I mean?
Oh, like, yeah. Men. I wonder if, like, most of those meme accounts are just, like, 40-year-old dudes like, I can't talk the way I want anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bruh.
That's exactly what it
is. I'm never going to be surprised. After finding out that crazy DMX that I met was running a sophisticated dog page, I'm like, oh, yeah, it could be anybody.
Yeah.
Anybody out
the
here.
The servers are in Austin.
That was like,
the web servers are in Austin.
Problem.
I saw a meme where it was showing, like, these dudes who run these 4 different like rap websites or like hip hop accounts, and it's all like skinny Jewish looking dudes. They just know how to tweet the way that to make it get their shit across.
Yeah, Jews absolutely. Are the best. They learn how to figure all that kind of stuff out. Like, yeah, man,
that's some Hollywood
more,
shit.
Like, I'm more,
Jews are the best.
No, here's the thing. When I say that, I mean like if they like something that you do.
Yeah.
They'll get better at it than, you know what I mean? Like, it's like a Jewish dude will know. Like, you could be a basketball fan.
Yeah.
A Jewish dude is going
to
be like, nah,
I was thinking basketball specifically when it comes to Jewish dudes.
Watch Uncut Gems. That's basically a Jewish dude, frantic.
That's Adam Sandler being autistic about basketball.
Yeah.
Jewish dude runs Pornhub.
Really?
Yeah. Mm. They got really good at porn.
Got way better at porn than this.
Casting it, directing it, filming it, uploading it, but not doing it. You know what I mean?
They got so good, like, they do, like, it go with the holiday. Like, Pornhub will have a wreath in there. It was Christmas when Michael Jackson
that
died.
Funny, there
was,
yeah.
There was a moonwalk across the fucking.
Or Paul when had a moonwalk glove across they get the thing. All of her shit
rest
on
in
the
pieces.
Front
wait,
page.
Do they do that? I've never yeah. peeped that.
Or they get good at taking it off too, because I've seen that where a chick will die and then you go try to search her and eventually it all comes off.
Damn, that stinks. They should keep it up. You got like it's
no,
like a
you
musician.
Don't
got
to pull
like,
it up, but. It was like quick. It was like when Michael Jackson died, there was just a glove that went across the screen up top. It was
Yeah. Somebody got fired at Google, and it was like, wow.
Man, T is always excited to pull up some porn. Cut that shit out. Anyway, what would you say?
I don't know. That was a good one, but I know you guys are out of beer. I have no idea how long we've been talking.
Should have got two beers. We messed up.
Going for about an hour 20.
Get the fuck out of here, for real.
That one up. T hasn't been inserting the breaks anymore, which is fine. I'm okay with that. But we'll just wrap this up into two things.
All right, wow.
She used to be back there holding up a sign. I get it. She's 20? Back there by herself right now.
That's dope.
Yeah. I know
what
you're talking about. I'm not mad at you. You look like you're about to try and explain yourself. See? Look at you.
See?
It's a food, Billy. It starts with the letter Q. And I got seven more.
A quiche. A quince. Right? Was it? A quail.
A lot of Puerto Ricans in Redding, right?
Yeah, that's I grew up around
Puerto
Ricans.
That's Puerto Ricans in the mountains.
Yeah.
We used to do shows.
Puerto Ricans in the mountains?
Because we used to do shows. We used to do Valentine's Day shows in Redding. And it'd be packed to the wall with all the Taino Indians.
Yeah. I grew up on Spanish food is my comfort food. Like Puerto Rican, Dominican food.
Puerto
like
Mountainous Ricans.
Yeah.
Over in Redding.
What's your go-to dish?
Just rice and beans and the pork. And that's like the pork with the crispy skin on it.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be called something. Ain't it called something?
It's always served the same. I don't care what country you go to. It's in a buffet style that you can't serve yourself.
It's like they got the shit all out like it's buffet, but the glass in front,
why?
You got to go.
They put so much rice in that gut. It's like five scoops of rice.
Yeah.
Cheap as fuck.
They give you a whole, like a thing that would be like a
rice.
Whole meal, but it's just the rice.
And you guys don't even know the half of it.
And
so
they try
like,
to struggle to close the package.
In the Dominican Republic, in the Caribbean period, they serve you rice with whatever the meat is. Then the other plate, the half of the plate is beans. They put regular bananas on top of the rice.
That's very
and
heavy.
And then you have the option of plátanos. And there's also a salad that has avocado. And that's one meal.
That's so thick.
I mean, because listen to everything you just named. There are things that if you have them in your
bananas
house,
on beans?
Lot.
Yeah.
You got bananas. You got rice. You got beans. People always overdo it with
and
those
you can
products.
Get a big-ass thing of pork that you just slow cook.
Right.
They get mad
at me now. If we go to a Spanish food spot, like, she'll order, and I'll just order the meat. Mm. I'll be like, oh, yeah, let me just get the chicken. And then, you don't want the rice? I'm like, no.
That is weird for some reason.
But I got enough rice and beans on for her shit that we can split that in half.
Okay,
like, I don't need all of that. Just give me the meat. Give me the meat.
So heavy.
Yeah, but this rice and beans is a good leftover, though. Like, that heats up. All right,
I don't understand that orange rice, that Gatorade rice.
That's my favorite
that's
one.
What I call it.
And then you get the beans with the bean like sauce on top of it.
Like, why?
That's the best
this
one
is not a color
to me.
Of food, nigga. What is this? Yams?
Yam
why
rice.
Is it so orange?
Why is it so orange? That's not natural.
Huh?
It says sazon.
It's sazon. But no, it's sazon. It's sazon mixed with something red.
Wait, is that
a red and a yellow?
It's saffron. It's sazon.
Oh, okay. That's what I. Yeah, the little package. You ever
saw the saffron with the sazon?
Like the same thing that Habibi people use to make their rice yellow.
Okay.
We just use like a very concentrated
and then y'all mix it with like red because for it to come out orange.
Well, it comes out orange because you put that in the water when it boils.
Oh,
the Gatorade.
It is like a, well, I always get the packets and it is like a dust you rip off like Kool-Aid packets. Like if you're going to do it at home and just mix it in, but it's seasoned.
Space food. Space Dominican food. Yeah. Speaking of Habibi, we didn't talk about this last week, but the word Habibi, I've always said it sounds derogatory.
Yeah, I thought it was for the longest time.
Right, it means friend.
Yeah, until I saw it on the side of a food truck. Yeah. I was like, that's not a slur. Huh, okay, I didn't know. I was saying it like it was.
Yeah, you fucking Habib.
I would scream it at him like it was.
And they're like, wow, he's very friendly.
He's really aggressive about his friendship.
Yeah, it's very,
But and to double down on it, last week we went to Prince's house in Minneapolis.
Yeah.
The guitar that he played in the Super Bowl,
uh-huh.
He named that guitar Habibi.
It was a Habibi.
That's sick.
Fucking Habibi guitar.
Hell yeah.
I wonder do you think he knew it was that, or he was just being racist?
He's like, this is my least favorite guitar.
I'm going to whip the fuck out of this Habibi.
I think Prince knew. I think Prince might have known.
I'm going to write my saddest songs on this one. I hate this guitar.
That's very funny. The Purple Rain Room was dope. I ain't going to lie.
That's great. Yeah,
we went to it's a very good museum.
Oh, museum. Okay.
It's the Prince house, but they make it. There's tours.
Really?
So you get to see what the fuck.
Where's that at?
It's in Minneapolis,
Minnesota.
That's
right outside. Yeah.
We went to Paisley Park. That's what it's called.
That's so cool.
It was really dope. Dude, Prince really had it going on.
Big ass house, man. It's weird, but it was
big ass house. And it's a sound stage in there that holds like 1,200 people. Shit's crazy. Yeah.
Is he the one they say he like rigged up his whole house so he could sing in every room or something?
Probably.
Pretty much because like all the rooms were studios.
Yeah.
Damn near.
Oh, yeah.
If it wasn't for studios, it was for breakfast. Whatever.
It was breakfast, and his shoe closet had a piano with speakers on all the closets. So they had a piano.
No, that wasn't real. He didn't do that. They did that they did that as an exhibit.
Oh, okay.
So they took like all his little shoes, and then they put them on display in his little room. It was
a piano in the middle. It was dope.
It's kind of creepy too, because it's just like
this guy got like, little feet,
and it's like it's just a room full of high heels.
High heels. Yeah, you know, it's a man's room,
right? And then
tiny guy. He's a tiny
bunch. But as I said, most of them were kids' shoes that they started to base
that they put sparkles on.
added a heel to some kids' shoes, and then really like reinforced the heel, and then just send him out there, bro.
That's crazy.
Yeah, man.
And they would have to and they showed how they reinforced it because he'd be dancing, doing splits, breaking them shits every night. So yeah,
it's fucking weird.
And then you saw some shoes that had the little stage muck on it because he was kicking it, being Prince. It was dope.
Yeah,
he's being Prince too hard in those shoes.
that happens to stripper shoes and ballet shoes.
Yeah,
the front kind of just
there's
especially
no way.
When the strippers clap them shits together,
bro.
Yeah.
All right.
The first time I saw him clap, I was like, "Why is that the best?"
When a stripper,
why is that rule so fucking
heels,
hard?
Be like,
what? Not even on no gay shit. You ever try and clap your feet together? That shit hurt, bro.
What's wrong with you, nigga?
I don't know.
What's wrong with this nigga? What's wrong with this nigga?
Yo,
you doing that barefoot too? Wait a minute, you doing that barefoot?
Was that after the Prince Museum?
Wait, Dave, what the fuck is going on over there?
I'm trying to see, like,
clap your feet together.
I gotta figure out what I'm tipping for.
What?
Is this hard or not?
What kind of wizard of
Oz game is that? 20%.
Ain't nobody here trying to clap their feet. You weird nigga. I'm just like,
whatever.
But no, you had shoes on or no?
I had shoes on, but they was like soft shoes. But it kind of shoot like them heels don't look like they offer that much padding.
Yeah.
So when they just banging their heels and stuff together, you're like, yo, you don't hurt? That don't hurt?
I picture you laying down on your phone. You see a video of a stripper. And you're like, is that hard?
Yeah.
And you're just like,
and then they do that. But then I asked the question when they clap and then they hit their toes on the floor and then clap and again. So they clap the floor. And
that's crazy.
You'd be like,
Yeah. Dead
man.
Leg strippers,
like,
man.
Ballet dancers, the pointe shoes, that's pure wood that they break and crack before they even dance in them.
Yeah.
Like the whole shoe's hammer, wood?
The tip
it's
of the
It's made
shoe
out of like clarinet
wood.
Reed, though, ain't it?
It's a specific type of wood, but they still have to bang them up against the floor and crack the toe and break them in, and then they put more padding in the shoe, and then that shoe only lasts for like maybe 2 weeks, and they need a new pair.
That's you ever see Black Swan? And Natalie Portman took them toes out, and it was all bloody and just
fucked up feet.
Yeah.
They all have fucked up feet.
Ballerina's got them. The Misty Copeland toes.
Forgot about Black Swan. She makes out with herself. That's a good
remember
movie.
That shit?
Yeah, that's a good
and
movie.
And then Mila Kunis was in there, but it wasn't Meg from Family Guy. It was Mila, though.
Yeah. All Mila. Not 1 ounce of Meg.
Not 1 ounce of Meg. There was no Meg to be found in Black Swan. That was great.
All right, child. This was a fun one, man. We should go ahead and wrap this one up.
Yeah, that went
long. Nate, Andy, tell the people one more time where they can find you online if they're looking for you.
Is that Nate Marshall on Instagram? Is that Nate M on Twitter? And please get on the PITM podcast is our podcast Instagram.
Yeah, and Andy Malfrina, Instagram and Twitter, and also Drag the Lake is the music pod.
Coming down to Austin, Texas soon to tear the scene up. So if you guys are down in Austin, be on the lookout for these guys. They'll be everywhere. All right. You can follow me at I'm Dave Temple on all social media platforms. Make sure you follow Derek also.
At the Great Boy, T-H-E-G-R-E-A-T-B-O-Y.
Make sure you guys follow the podcast and come see us in multiple cities. All right, next week, Philly, I need y'all to show up and show the fuck out.
And the week after that, London.
Yeah.
But no, Philly going to be fun because Crystal Gaines wants to bring all bring the camp out.
Nice.
So we're going to have a whole lot of people at
this show. Those cackling gals.
The cackling ladies. Yeah.
It's borderline heckling, but it works out.
Hey. Leave my ITs alone. They love to laugh.
So come on out and watch us work through that.
Yeah, because we're going to have to work through that. We're going to have to work through that.
Listen, watch us work through Derek's family.
Hey. Leave my fucking family alone. They came to the show, goddammit. They drinking wine and everything.
Remember when we did the Stress Factory? And your aunt saw me do the joke about Cooper. Yeah. She lost her fucking mind.
She lost her fucking mind. She had a great time. Because he was talking, all his dog jokes are based off my dog. And I'd be like, this son of a bitch is really bad mouthing my dog. When we'd be on the road, I'd be like, this punk bitch. Stop bad mouthing Coop.
I know. I talk about all my friends and their pet experiences. Yeah. It's so bad. But don't worry. I'll get a dog soon and you'll watch all my fuck ups.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Shout out to Charles Downing.
Legend. So funny. Absolute Charles. Legend.
Charles Downing.
I promise you, I'm probably going to hit that dude up and be like, no, I'm having trouble finding a pure English. Is there any, you got any on tech that you can wait for me? So
he going to give you one with two bodies on it.
Yeah. I think that's the kind of dog I want, though. You know what I mean? Because that's like, here's the thing. I don't think, like, me and my girl live together. I don't think she would cheat on me. But to have a mean, angry dog that's on my side of the crib, that definitely reduces all that kind of shit, right?
Yeah. Helps.
Unless you get to the other side, because that's how you find out some people is fucking.
Yeah.
You ever see that where, like, the dog is already familiar?
Oh, yeah. Dog sees a stranger and is just excited.
Yeah, why did dog run over to him?
Yeah.
Why what happened?
Why are you showing that guy your belly? Yeah. You show me your belly. Why are you showing him your belly?
Why is he giving him his belly? That's funny. That's really good.
Shit.
You fucking round.
All right, you guys have been great. This is No Need for Apologies. Peace out. This episode of No Need for Apologies was performed in front of a studio full of people that were half listening while they were working on something else.